Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. That you are here, your presence is here. I was praying early in the morning and then I had this word for this one person here who once were a very, very strong, faithful Christian, and you had so much of zeal towards God. You're day in and day out with God. And over the period of time, just the weary and the tiredness took you out of God. You just walked away so far away from God. But God says, today is the day for homecoming. It's the day for homecoming for you. I've never forgotten the days that you spent with me. And the love you had for me. And the love you have for me. God sees your heart. If you are that person, today is the day to commit your life back to God. Take it. We thank you, Father. Lord, we pray that we have a soft heart to receive the word this morning. We pray that, Lord, it's not me, but your Holy Spirit going to give utterance, Lord, to speak the word in this church this morning, Lord. And Lord, equip me and equip the church in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jenkin. I'm one of the assistant pastors in the church. If you're new to church, we welcome you. Just when I was preparing this sermon, I already had this in my mind, so God just added and downloaded a few more things to add up to the sermon part. And Jerry, would you mind bringing it up, please? Becoming matured in Christ. Amen? Can I hear amen?
Amen?
Amen. That's really lovely. We want a talking church and a loud church. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, God wants us to become matured. He doesn't want us to be babies as the day we started knowing him. Yes, salvation is free. Yes, we know, we come to know about Jesus Christ. Yes, now we know that Jesus Christ is Lord. But he doesn't want us to sit there and keep speaking the same thing again and again. He wants us to stand. He wants us to crawl. He wants us to stand. He wants us to run and become a matured Christian. Amen. There are so many steps for to become a matured Christian. A lot of people think just my job is to come to church on a Sunday morning. That's it. My life is finished. I call myself Christian. Yes, you are a Christian, but your life doesn't stop there. There's so many things to it. You need to add and you need to do so many things to it. You don't need to strive because Holy Spirit there to help you. Amen. Holy Spirit will lead you to become a matured Christian. All he wants is your heart. Are you ready for that this morning? Amen. Turn your Bible to Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 to 12. My first point is growing in knowledge and wisdom of God. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 to 12, it says, "For this reason, since the day we heard about it, we have not stopped praying for you, asking specifically that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, displaying admirable character, moral courage, and personal integrity to fully please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and steady growing in the knowledge of God, with deeper faith, clearer insight, and fervent love for his precepts. We pray that you may be strengthened and invigorated with all power, according to his glorious might, to attain every kind of endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints, God's people in the light." You know, growing up, I was brought up in a Pentecostal Christian pastor's family. The reason I mention is there is a reason behind it, because whenever somebody come and speak to me about God and you, they try to teach me, there was this strong heart in me where I would say, like, I've been Christian so long and my parents are pastors. I know everything about Bible. What are you coming and teaching me? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands if you are here like that. But I just want to tell you that. I was like that. And I was so unteachable. And I thought whatever I know is all the Bible teaches. But there came a time where God dealt with me. And he just showed me how much I need to submit myself, how much I need to be open to the word of God, how much I need to be open for teaching from other people, from teaching from the mature Christians, from teaching from the pastors, from teaching from the people who I think they are not qualified, but God knows they are qualified. Amen. We might have certain people in your life that they only from them we will receive the teachings, but God says, be open, because He teaches from a lot of places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God wants you to become a mature Christian this morning. He wants you to grow in His wisdom and knowledge. What happens when you want to grow in wisdom and knowledge of God? You will become a Christian who gives fruit, who becomes like Jesus Christ. How He walked, how He talked, your actions, your behavior, your love, the way you see the world will become like Christ Jesus. Can I hear amen for that? Do you believe that? Amen. Its Bible clearly mentions that with insight in His purpose and in understanding of all spiritual things. Displaying admirable character, moral courage, and personal integrity. You will show all these things because Jesus walked with such integrity. Jesus walked with such moral values in this world, moral characters in this world. Church, this morning, God wants you to grow in His wisdom and knowledge. You know, as I said, I was brought up in a Christian family. When the reason God spoke to me is the newcomers, the people who are more thirst for God, will receive more from God. The people who are closed, people who think they know everything, that is me, that was me, will subject to just complete denial, like I wouldn't receive anything from God. I would not receive any revelation from God. But when I open myself to God's word, when I open myself to the Holy Spirit to speak to me, when I allow the Holy Spirit to speak to me, when I allow the pastors to speak to me, when I allow my Christian friends to speak into my life and be obedient to the word of God, I will grow. There's a growth when there's a submission. There's a growth when there is a humbleness. Amen. Can I hear amen for that? Amen. You know, maturing Christian is not about how long you've been Christian for. God doesn't count that. God doesn't count, oh, you are so many years Christian, so I need to bless you for that. No, He doesn't count in that way. God looks at our heart. Amen. God just recognizes your faithfulness day to day. Every day, how you walk with God matters. Every day, how you sit with God matters. Every day, how much you want from God matters. Because God always wants to connect with you. God always wants to connect with us. Because devil try to make it look like very hard that God doesn't want to speak to you. God is somebody in a distant alien person who's sitting somewhere and He doesn't want to talk. No, He is here today. His Spirit is here today. And He is moving among you. He is with you. And He is there to help you. Amen? And He's not against us. He is for us. Do you believe that? Amen. He is for you. If you are broken, for some reason, if you are broken this morning, if you are sitting here thinking that nothing, there's no hope in my life, this is a word for somebody. There's no hope in my life. You know, everything is lost. You can preach as long as you want, but there is no hope in my life. God is speaking to you this morning. I don't know who that person is. God is speaking to you this morning. He is your only hope, and He will restore you. Don't leave the trust. Don't leave the faith that is upon Christ Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2, it says, grace and peace, that special sense of spiritual well-being, be multiplied to you in the true intimate knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen. God gives us grace and peace to have His wisdom and knowledge. He gives you the grace. He wants you to grow in knowledge. He wants you to have that extra edge over all the people in the world. He wants you to have that extra understanding over all the people in the world. You know, people are so scared of things happening around the world. But if we are so, because for every problems in the world, there's a solution in our Bible. Yeah. Amen? Solution in the Word of God. And if we grow in the Word of God, we wouldn't be scared about things happening around the world. Yes, the Bible says this, it'll happen like that. Yes, the Bible says that this will happen. But I know where my trust is. I know who is in control of everything. He's my Father. Yeah. Amen. Amen, church. Maturity in Christ will transform a person. It's an ongoing process. Yes, salvation is free. If you see somebody, a great man of God, remember, they were not always a great man of God. They started from somewhere. They were obedient to God's voice at one point, not all the point of life, at one point of life, to submit themselves, to go through that time with God, to go through that revelation from God, to go through that process where they submit themselves to God to fill them with knowledge and wisdom. Amen? That can be you as well. It's not for great people. It's for all of us. God's wisdom and knowledge is for all of us. Amen? He wants you to grow as well. He wants you to step up to the next level in your life. He doesn't want you to be in the same level how you were, because we all want to grow in our life. Nobody will say, oh, I'm earning $1,000. My friends are getting $2,000 increment. It's fine, I'll stay with $1,000. Is anyone like that? Some such a humble person here who doesn't want a raise in their life, who doesn't want a salary raise? I'm not one of those person. I want pay increment. Now I'm just passing the message to my boss here. Now, he wants you to grow in your life. He wants you to have that hunger and thirst for God to fill with his voice, fill with his knowledge, fill with his wisdom. You see, Solomon did not ask the worldly things, but he asked knowledge from God, wisdom from God. And he received everything. He knows where it matters and what matters. Hallelujah. This is what God is expecting from us. He wants us to understand him more. He wants him to understand him more and more. And everyday life, he reveals to you who he is. He is your friend. He is your father. He is God's son. He is the Holy Spirit. If you want to experience that, you need to be willing to spend that time with God. You know, any situations that can come against you will not be able to oppress you, because if you get filled with knowledge and wisdom of God, you know what to use. You can use the word of God to speak against it. Amen. When situations come, sometimes people crumble. But Christians, we should not be like that. We know there is life. There's life in the word of God. When we use that word, it gives you life. Amen. When we speak that word, it gives you life. And God wants to fill us with that wisdom and knowledge. The Bible says, Psalms chapter 1, it says, blessed is the one who does not walk in the step of the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, which is the word of the Lord. And who meditates on his law or word, which is the Bible, day and night, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water. There is no disconnection from God. You will be completely being poured and poured and poured to do things what God wants you to do. There is a generation who still are. In the Old Testament, there was a generation called Issachar generation. Their job is to see what the future holds for, which way the war should be done. Because God has given them the revelation knowledge. God has given them the knowledge. This generation's job is to do that. And God has given that knowledge today to us. God has given that, called us as that generation to know the future, because the Holy Spirit is in us who reveals everything. He gives you the wisdom what to do and what not to do, what doors to open, what doors not to open. Amen. And he is here for you today. And it says that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers, because you have God's wisdom. When you do a business, that will prosper. When you have God's wisdom, you do any work, that will prosper. You touch something, that will prosper. It's because you do through the knowledge and wisdom of God. Can I hear amen for that? How good that would be. You do any work which is according to the leading of God, and you'll see how that prospers. Have anyone experienced? I have experienced. I have testified this before. You know, this is a wrong thing I've done, so I can testify on that. Because God was speaking to me not to buy a car. I told this before, not to buy a car, a Prado, right? And God was just speaking to me, Jenkin, don't go and buy this. He did not give me any peace in my heart, but I just kept on going because I love this Prado. I wanted to buy a four-wheel drive, so I just drove and bought this four-wheel drive. And my I could not take a cash on the day. So I asked my friend, can you please give me some money? So I'll transfer the money when the bank allows me to take it. And so he transferred the money. So I got the car. FC was like, no, I'm not agreeing on this. I don't think this is from God. I do know that it's not from God. Because God is speaking to me. God is giving me wisdom. That's not for you. This is not for you. Guess what? I bought it. It was wonderful. It had a, what do you call that? Rooftop opening and aircon and say 6 CD speakers. I was like, oh, wow, enjoying it for a week. Because after 1 week, the engine blown. And I called the guy again. Hey, he didn't pick up the call. He wouldn't reply to the text. I said, it's done. It's not the guy's mistake. It's my mistake for not obeying God's voice. Because he has given me wisdom and knowledge to obey and to do what he asked me to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's not God allowed this thing to me. I allowed it. You need to understand that. So, on the other side, when God asks you to go for something, we need to go for that. We shouldn't be like, oh, whether I can do this, because God has given you wisdom for some jobs to take over. You have to go and take it. We should not say that, oh, I'm not sure that I'm fit for that. If God tells you, you have to go for it. Because there is a prosperity in that. Amen? I'm not preaching prosperity gospel here this morning, but I'm preaching what the Bible says. Amen? Because God has filled us with wisdom and knowledge. And we are here to do what God asks us to do. If you do that, it's so easy to do a Christian life, to lead a Christian life. Amen? And second title is, grow in faith. That's gone different color. The second topic is grow in faith. The first one is grow in wisdom and knowledge of God. Second one is grow in faith. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. It says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in faith as you have been taught, abounding And it says in verse 5, just as you received Christ as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing the thankfulness. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's so important for us to understand that we need to establish our faith in Christ Jesus. When Peter came to Jesus Christ, Jesus said to Peter, Peter, I prayed. Satan came for you, but I prayed for your faith. He did not say, I prayed for your soul, I prayed for your spirit. He said, I prayed for your faith. It's so important that we establish our faith in the Lord, our God, Jesus Christ. Our faith should not be opportunistic where we go to God only when we need. Our faith should be a connection. Our faith should be relational where we can speak to God like Father God. Father, I have this in you. I have this connection. I wouldn't go to my dad and say, Dad, I need you only when I need a car, a push bike, and then I leave him and walk off. Then my dad rings and rings and rings. I wouldn't talk to him. No, the relationship doesn't work like that. My faith, my trust, my faith is in my Father. I know whatever my Father does, he do it for good. Whatever he holds back, he holds it for good. He knows me better than anyone else in the world. Is it true or not? He knows me better. We need to understand that. Sometimes we don't know ourselves better, but God knows us better. God knows who we are. God knows our potential. But what he wants is he wants to have faith in him. He wants the faith to be established and the faith to be rooted in him. And the faith will grow. How will it grow? By the word, hearing the word of God. God wants us to grow in his word. When you grow in his word, the faith grows. There is a connection between each other. When you read, when you grow in the word of God, your faith grows as well. When you hear the word of God, your faith grows as well. When you listen to the word of God, your faith grows as well. So it's all connected to each other. But God wants our faith, not by feelings, not by emotions, but by connection to his heart. He wants you to connect it to his heart. He wants you to, once you get connected to God's heart, you know whether this is God's will to do, it's not God's will to do. Because your faith won't deter. Because you know this is from God. I'm not bothered about this. If you're expecting a healing, you know that God will heal me. Amen? The Bible says, if you turn your Bible again, it says in Matthew chapter 9, verse 22. There's only three people I just want to speak about. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in, sorry. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, this is the woman who was bleeding for so many years, and God, she went and touched the robe of Christ, and she was healed. And God says this, "Be of good cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well." And the woman was made well from that hour. And you can see from the next chapter, it says, sorry, Mark chapter 5, verse 14, it says, "And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." And then you can see another verse, which is God is healing the leper. And it says, "And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." Nowhere here Jesus acknowledged that his faith has made them well. Whose faith has made them well? Whose faith? Not my faith. Our faith. Our faith. Amen? Can you say our faith? Our faith will make you well. Our faith will bring healing from God. God wants us to have that faith upon him. If you want a breakthrough, it's through our faith upon Christ Jesus. Because God is always willing. You need to remember this. God is always willing for our faith. Wait on the Lord. You know, when Pastor Peter Nichols was here, and he said this, when you find it so hard to keep on going with faith, then trust in the Lord. Because the faith, you can keep on waiting and waiting and waiting, and you become tired, but then you trust. Because you trust somebody who you know about. You'll only trust a person who you know very well. Amen? You know who Christ is. You know what he is capable of. You know who what he has done for you. Once you start trusting, and there's a breakthrough. And God says this morning, there'll be a breakthrough in your life as well. When you trust, when you have faith upon him, there is no going back. God is there for you. He is there for you as a father, who is there to acknowledge all your works, acknowledge your faith, acknowledge what you have done for him, acknowledge, because he's not an unjust God, he's a just God. Amen. Hallelujah. Abraham was blessed because God felt it's justful to bless him because of his faith. God found Abraham's faith was so much that he felt it's justful for him to bless him. And he blessed him. And we still see the fruit happening till this day. And it says in Psalm chapter 125, verse 1, "Those who trust in and rely on the Lord with confident expectation are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but remains forever." If you have the faith upon Jesus Christ, nobody, no things around this world, what is happening around, it might be your family situations, it might be your workplace situations, it might be worldly situations, nothing will affect you. Because you are like Mount Zion. Because you are waiting upon God. I love the word which it says, with confident expectation. Not by doubting expectation whether this guy will do this or not, but with confident expectation, my God will do it for me. If he doesn't do it for me, who will he do it for? He will do it for me. I believe that. I believe that. I have faith in Christ. I believe that. You have to, if you walk into that part of life where you think there's nothing in this world can move my faith in Christ, God sees your heart. God definitely sees your heart, and he blesses you for that as well. As he blessed Abraham, he will bless you as well. Amen. Can I hear amen? Amen. And the next point is grow in spending time in the presence of God. Hallelujah. It says Mark chapter 1, verse 35. "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. You know, the presence of God is where we start. The presence of God is where we grow. The presence of God is where we mature. Amen? Do you understand this? The presence of God is the early time. You see, Jesus Christ was like, as much as he was God, he was also human. He did not get any power because he was Son of God. No, he did not get any power through that. He did not get any gifts through that. He did not get any fruit through that. All he received was because he spent that time with his Father. He spent his time with Father even in one of the busiest schedule. Wherever he goes, people were waiting for him. Thousands and thousands of people were following him, but yet he made sure he passed the time for his Father. Hallelujah. We might have so much busy schedule, yet God expects the time for him. There was this woman preacher who once was preaching, and she prays literally. He wakes up 3 or 2 o'clock in the morning, prays till 5 o'clock, and that's how she starts the day. And that day she has to preach till 10 o'clock, and then 11 o'clock, and then she went to sleep. She could not wake up, and she was. Morning came, and she has to go for the ministry, so she has to start the day. She walked off, went for the ministry, and she heard this voice from God: "I'm still waiting for you. I want to talk to you. Because you are my daughter, I'm still waiting for you." You know, God wants to make that connection. Remember, the one thing enemy is so scared of is your time with God. Do you understand this? Enemy is so scared of your personal time with Christ Jesus. He will do everything. He will make sure that people will call you right at the time. They'll text you right at the time. To go fishing right at the time on a Sunday morning, you know, to go fishing early at 4 o'clock in the morning, they'll call you whenever. I'm not even joking. See, I experience this personally. Whenever you want to spend the time with God, devil wants to make sure you don't have the time, because he knows how powerful that can be. He knows how powerful that can be more than you know it. He knows that he is going to be attacked because of your time with God. He cannot have any hold on you because you are spending the time with God. He knows that all the things that God has for you, he will reveal it during that time. He doesn't like that. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. It's a special aromatic time with God. God wants that time from you. If you haven't started that part, if you were doing it one time of your life and if you missed it, it's never late. We can start again. That solitary time that Jesus had with his Father, he wants from us as well. Hallelujah. You know, once you experience that voice of God, you will never stop going back to that. Once you experience his presence, once you encounter Jesus Christ in the solitary time, you will never stop going back to the presence. How tired you can be, you still will be like, no, I had to wake up. I had to go to the presence of God. That's how the great men of God are created. They are not created because they had so much money, multi-million dollar advertisements going out. No, it's because of the solitary place. That solitary place, the secret place, what takes them out to be great men. For that matter, not only great men of God, any pastors you think would bring a word, they had to sit in the presence of God to receive the word. Hallelujah. And Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. So I just touch on this topic. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. It says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. 3 times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before." Amen. This is when there is a decree to kill Daniel. And what he does? He is cool as a cucumber. He just walks home, walks into his room, goes on his knees, lifts his hands up, and it says, knees prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. He did not panic. He did not question God. Lord, why all these things happening to me? But he said, it gave thanks to God as he was doing this before. It was a lifestyle for Daniel. Praying to God was a lifestyle for Daniel. Solitary place was a lifestyle for Daniel. And that's what God expects from our church as well. He wants you to have a lifestyle with Christ Jesus. Amen, church. Won't be long. In Isaiah chapter 40 verse... Sorry, mister. I'll just put it here. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 30, it says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Those who wait on the Lord, which means those who spend time with the Lord, will not become weary. You will renew your strength. You'll mount up with wings like eagles. You know that eagles' wings grow so many times during the life cycle. They renew their strength. They go to a cave. They sit on top of a cave where they pull all their wings. Pull all their wings, and then they just sit down like they can't fly after that. But they wait for the new wings to grow. And once it grows, it flies more higher than before. Amen? That's what Christ wants us. He wants us to renew our strength every morning. Go to his presence, and you can fly more than ever. You can fly new every day. Amen? They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is what God expects from us. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says... I'll just go to a different one. Yes, grow. The next topic is grow in the gifts and power. This is the last one. I'm going to finish it. So to become a mature Christian, we should access the supernatural, what Christ has for us. Amen? There are some supernatural things, which is actually natural. I want to tell this again. There are some supernatural things for the worldly people, but it's actually natural for Christians. Gifts of God, power of the Holy Spirit are natural for Christians. Because when Holy Spirit has been poured into you, you are always able to access the power and gifts of the Holy Spirit. But the problem is, a lot of us think it's only assigned for specific people. Only those people can access. Only prophets can access. Only ministers can access. No, that's not true. Bible does not say that. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 4, it says this. There are diversities of gift, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Bible says that, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to? Can we all say each one? Yes, each one of you, for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit work all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Amen. So it need to be our desire to access all the gifts of God. Because Holy Spirit knows what you can handle, what gifts you can handle, and he will give it accordingly. He knows about you. Amen. Amen. God wants us to walk in that. He doesn't want to be scared of the gifts. He doesn't want to be scared of his power, because he wants us, not just in church, even outside, to shine how he shined in the world. Amen? Jesus, wherever he walked, there was miracle. And you can do that as well. Whoever you prayed, there was healing. And you can do that as well. And that's what we've been called for. That's what we've been called for. We need that boldness to walk out into the world with the same power, with the same authority that Christ has given to us. Amen. It's also very important when we talk about the gifts and power that we need to also submit under authority to equip and to understand what those gifts are. It's very important that you submit yourself to your pastors or ministers in the church or Christians in the church. It's very important that you need to connect, because we should not lean on, because people get the gifts and they go out and they don't know how to handle it. It's very important that we need to get equipped properly how to handle that. Amen? So your mentorship is so important. You know, people in the world, even out in the world, they're searching for something supernatural. True? That's what we see. People go for yoga. People go for mindfulness. People go for all sort of new age things. But remember, nothing will give them freedom and the peace that the Holy Spirit gives. Amen? Because those are not true. Hallelujah. If somebody is doing yoga, sorry to say that, because I've grown up in India, I know what yoga is behind. But that is not truth. The truth is in the power of Holy Spirit. And He, once you come to this place, God wants you to walk in that power. God wants you to walk in that authority, what He has given you. He wants you to use the gifts. He wants you to use the power, and He wants you to walk out to people's life, walk into people's life, and He wants you to manifest who He is. Amen? Hallelujah. Can we all stand up, church, please? So if you are here today, if the sermon has touched you, I would really like you to come forward and recommit your life to God. And God, if you've been touched by any part of the sermon, and in your heart you are made, yes, I'm going to start doing this, this is a time for you to pray to God. It's a recommitting time to God. Because God wants you to be matured sons and daughters. He wants you to grow. He wants you to grow. He wants you to grow. He doesn't want you to be a baby. He wants you to grow. Thank you, Father. Oh, we thank you. I would like to ask the music team to come. Just play the music, please. Thank you, Jesus. If you have any prayer needs, please do come forward. If you want to recommit your life to Christ this morning, you can come forward. And if you're struggling in any part of life, what we've spoken this morning, and if you need a prayer over those areas, please do come forward. We're going to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the word this morning. Lord, we speak to the hearts of the people this morning, Lord. Lord, we speak transformation. We speak growth this morning in the hearts of the people, Lord. We speak people to mature, to go to the next level in their callings, O Lord. And Lord, to access whatever you have called for them, whatever you have for them, they're going to access it from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless them, O God. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them abundantly, O God. They're going to prosper. They're going to multiply. Lord, not only that, they're going to grow in their faith. They're going to grow in the wisdom and knowledge of God. They're going to grow in the faith of Lord. They're going to grow in the spending time with you. Lord, they're going to grow in spending time in the presence of God. They're going to grow in your power and authority. Holy Spirit, they're going to see you in a different way from now on, Lord. They're going to see you not like a different person who's standing somewhere, but a spirit who is living in them. God, who is living in them. There should not be a stage of saturation, Lord. Those stages of saturation be pulled down in Jesus' mighty name. People are going to grow more and more. More and more. We speak more this morning over the church, Lord. More of your blessings. More of your knowledge. More of your wisdom. More of your power. More of your authority. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. If you have prayer needs, please do come forward. Even if you have prayer needs for healing, please do come forward. We're going to pray for you. Pastor Jess will pray for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.